Back for our Rub of the Mind podcast for MindLink Golf. Ian Hutchinson along with Richard Zokel. Dick, love this time of the year. So many people going into it, their futures are on the line. You know, whether it be on the women's side or the men's side. You know, the Web.com Tour Finals just finished up. And as it stands right now, we've got, as far as Canada goes, we've got six guys out there. We've got four regulars with Adam Hadwin coming back, Mackenzie Hughes, Nick Taylor, who am I missing there? Graham Dillette, sorry. Sorry, Graham. You know, and then we've got a couple of new guys with Corey Connors coming in, who made it through the Web.com. He finished in the top 25 in the Web.com Tour Finals. And so he'll be coming along with Ben Silverman, who made it through the regular season. He was on the top 25 of the regular season money list. One guy just on the outside looking in by one spot was Adam Svensson. And, boy, I'll tell you, just a couple of weeks ago, he looked like he was labeled for the PGA Tour. What happened there?
Well, as we spoke about at the start of the final four events, that we're going to have a lot to talk about in the coming weeks. And absolutely, when Adam Svensson finished his second round or second tournament, tied for fifth, I believe it was, in the Albertsons Boise Open.
Right.
He made the classic mistake and assumed he was in. And before we get into that, I just want to say Adam Svensson's a terrific player. He's going to be on the tour in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, he made a tremendous mistake, and what we're about to talk about is an example of a real talented player whose thought dysfunction limited his ability. It cost him to get onto the PGA Tour, and, right. And quite frankly, regardless of whether he finished 23rd, 24th, 25th, and got his tour card,
right.
Or missed it, 26th, his mistake was projecting. And here come the cliches. Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Right.
Play one shot at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself. And
sure.
After the second Albertsons event, where he was sitting seventh on the money list,
right.
He came out with this. And now I'm going to quote. This is what Adam Svensson said. He said, I was about 8 or 9 years old when I first started to think about playing on the PGA Tour. It's been a dream of mine my whole life. So finally to fulfill this is pretty amazing.
Wow.
So
yeah.
What we're going to take of this and what he's going to take of this and what he needs to take of this is going to be his greatest gift,
right.
If he thinks of it properly. This is a mistake, a dysfunctional mental mistake that we all can learn from.
Right.
And, we're not here to beat him up, but we're here to learn from this example. And Adam's young enough where he, in all likelihood, will learn from this and become a better player. But it was a very costly learning experience for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to take positive out of this. You know, there's really, I mean, it's so easy to get down on yourself, when you miss something like that. You know, in a lot of ways, David Hearn went through the same thing, just missing the top 125 for the FedEx Cup. And now, you know, Adam's on the outside looking in, you know, from one spot out. You know, so there's a lot of negative you can take from this. I mean, that's a pretty overwhelming feeling to have, isn't it?
Well, what you have to do if you're going to, and this kind of mirrors life as well, but if as a professional golfer, you have to have a healthy approach. So
right.
If he starts to think of himself as, start to have a poor attitude about this and start thinking about why does this happen to me or whatever,
right.
You know, this is a gift wrapped up and delivered right to him. And
right.
You have to take advantage of these learning experiences, even though they taste bitter.
Right.
And he has to find out or figure out that his mindset where he was projecting to think that he's projecting into the future that he's made it. He had two tournaments away
right.
To go, which means if he had a disciplined mindset to stay in the moment, he would have never spoken those words. He would have never put those expectations on him.
Right.
He would have never have brought in a microscope look to where he's at and he wouldn't have put that pressure on himself.
Right.
And it obviously disrupted his ability to perform in the last two terms because he missed those last two cuts.
Yeah.
So this is an absolute gift and one that he needs to learn from.
Well, this is really where cliches come from, right? I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, one that you missed was stay in the present, as opposed to projecting yourself
right.
or getting ahead of yourself. You know, it really is where cliches come from. There's a certain amount of wisdom to cliches, even though they're kind of overused. But, you know, there is a certain amount of wisdom to them, isn't it? This is why.
This is exactly why. So I'll explain. So we, you know, 2 weeks ago, Adam projected to
right.
2 weeks ahead of himself.
Right.
And it's the same thing as the average golfer standing on the first tee, who's about to project about a minute in front of himself. So he hasn't hit his tee shot, okay?
Right.
So we're painting the scenario. On the first tee, you're going to hit your tee shot in shortly, and you look down the fairway, and you see water right and OB left.
Right.
You haven't hit the shot yet, but you're projecting
yep.
what may or may not happen
yep.
in the future. A la, I might hit my ball in the water, or I might hit my ball out of bounds. So that projecting forward stimulates anxiety because you don't want that result.
Right.
Because your mind is set on that, on results, it stimulates anxiety and it disrupts your ability to stay in the moment and execute. So that it's the same thing. Whether you're projecting 1 minute ahead or whether you're projecting 2 weeks ahead, the fact that you're projecting forward causes the problem. And this is a dysfunctional mindset that this is what we do at MindLink and why we capture this information that inherently brings you into the present moment. It's very important to practice this and condition yourself so when you get into the position like Adam Svensson was in,
yeah.
that he doesn't make these thought mistakes. He's conditioned to stay in the present and have the discipline to play at one shot of the mind and capture the information of each shot, and then you perform your best, and then you let your ability, the byproducts of your performance determine whether you make it or you don't make it.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, and we talked a bit about this yesterday, but you had mentioned about how the Ryder Cup team, for example, is going to be talking as if they're the underdogs going against that powerful U.S. team from the President's Cup, which we just saw. In a lot of ways, you know, when you look at long shots, it's almost a good feeling to be in sometimes, and you probably feel more accomplished. And the reason I say that is that Corey Connors actually did just the opposite. He came from back and managed to get his graduation to the PGA Tour.
Yes, and all you got to do is look at Jonathan Bird. He's a,
right.
he's an old veteran out there, and he talks so eloquently about how your thoughts and how you bang your head against the wall more times than not,
right.
and how you have to think in order to perform. So
yeah.
Corey Connors, you know, obviously took advantage of his situation. He played well in the last four final events.
Yeah.
He's now on to Safeway on his PGA Tour. He's feeling exhilarated.
Yeah.
And, he's going to be tested at the next level.
Yeah.
And in Ben Silverman in the same way.
Yeah.
They're going to be moving on. They're excited. They're going to have to calm themselves down. They're going to have to get in the routine and start this process all over again, only on a different and higher level. So
right.
these are at each level, he's going to be tested. Every player is, and that's the beauty of it. And if they follow the same protocol,
right.
they'll be able to make each and every step
yeah.
in their ascent to the top.
Well, by its very nature, when you're coming from behind, like let's say you're outside the top 25 in the Web.com finals, for example, going into the last two events of the Web.com finals, I mean, your mind can only be on the task at hand, right? I mean, you're not even thinking about, what you're thinking when you get into that top 25. You're just thinking about the task at hand, which is really what you want to do, right?
Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And that's very difficult to do. And those with
a conditioned mindset are able to do that more often than not.
Right.
And this is what we're talking about. If your mindset, if your wiring isn't conditioned to think this way,
yeah.
then like most people, like 95% of all golfers, will project forward, oh, what if I blow it? What if I do this?
Right.
And they then they set the table for the inevitable. And again, it's always it's the same in hockey is that two goal lead is when you when you get it, you change the thoughts that got you there to succeed in the first place,
yeah.
and you change it to a defensive position, and that's when the, your legs get cut up from under you, and you it starts to collapse. It's I call it thought sharing, yeah. and this is what this is the dysfunction that you want to avoid, and you want to get to a point where you can go, you know, my discipline is one shot at a time. I'm going to put my evaluation on my assessment. And put my evaluation and my attention on my execution, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, you've when you're a long shot. I mean, really, you've got only one thing to do, and that's just look at what you need to do, as opposed to the possibilities.
That's right. That's right. So when you're behind, you get nothing to lose. That's why you feel empowered. That's why underdogs have an edge in match play. But those who have the lead and they're not used to holding the lead. That's why, how, and why they squander the lead.
Yeah. Well, you know, for the two gentlemen who are moving on, Corey Connors and Ben Silverman, it's start the process all over again, right?
That's right. They're going to be moving forward, and they're going to be tested, and they've got. That's why they've got to get the groundwork of their wiring to handle the next level of pressure.
Yeah. Well, I know over the next year or so, we'll probably be talking about them again, Dick.
We're going to have lots to talk about, Hutch. Thanks so much.
Sounds good, Dick. Bye-bye.